You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, so we're taking a deep dive into some serious allegations against Sean Diddy Combs. And this is not like our usual celebrity gossip column. This is the heavy stuff.
Yeah, this is the big leagues.
We're talking sex trafficking. We're talking racketeering. I even saw kidnapping charges thrown around.
Yeah.
And it's wild, right? Like, TMZ has everybody worried about Diddy's safety in prison. Meanwhile, the Daily Mail is out here putting all his famous friends on blast. So, like, what is actually going on?
Well, that's the thing, right? I think the thing that we need to hit on right away is that this indictment, especially this racketeering charge, it suggests that this is way bigger than just Diddy messing up a couple of times. This points to a pattern of behavior, maybe even a whole network of people involved in something. This is not good.
So this is where the RICO Act comes into play, right? That's normally something you see with like mob bosses and stuff.
Exactly. The Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. RICO. This is not a joke. This is something that you use this to take down entire criminal enterprises. This is not about going after one person. It's about going after, you know, a whole organization of crime.
So they're going after, like, the whole system.
Yeah.
Not just one person.
Exactly.
And then there's this whole freak-off thing that the LA Times was talking about. And honestly, some of the details about these events they're really disturbing. We're talking about, like, drugs, coercion, violence, it's intense.
Yeah, and that's the strategy, right? They're drawing a very specific picture here. This isn't about like judging morality. This is about saying these are criminal acts with very, very serious consequences.
So it goes beyond just like bad behavior. This is like systemic abuse and exploitation, if what they're saying is true.
Exactly.
And speaking of danger, the TMZ article, they quoted some former warden at the Brooklyn Detention Center, which is where Diddy is being held. And they said that some inmates might see harming Diddy as like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a chilling thought.
It's a chilling thought. And it speaks to the complexities of this case, right? Like, because Diddy is a celebrity, because he has wealth, all of that plays into how this is going to go even within the prison system, right? Like, so it's a stark reminder of power dynamics and the very real risks that he faces if he's found guilty. But it also, you know, you have to wonder about, like, what does it say about our justice system when somebody's fame, or in this case, infamy, kind of precedes them, even behind bars?
It's a heavy reality check for sure. But before we get too far into things, I do want to rewind a little bit. Cassie Ventura, she filed a lawsuit against Diddy last year, which is even before this indictment. And she accused him of abuse. And there's that 2016 hotel video.
Right. And that video is very, very potentially damaging. I mean, it allegedly shows Diddy physically assaulting Ventura.
Yeah.
And even if, you know, it's not directly related to the charges in this current indictment, it establishes, you know, a pattern of behavior. And that could really, really hurt his credibility in the eyes of a jury.
And it's not even like just the video in a vacuum. The indictment actually names this video as potential evidence. So it's like they're taking it seriously. It's not just like a tabloid thing.
Oh, yeah. They're saying this is legit. And it really strengthens like Ventura's claims.
Exactly.
From a legal standpoint.
Yeah. And what I find really interesting is how quiet all of Diddy's famous friends have been throughout all of this.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail really like put them on blast.
Yeah.
They were like, where is everybody? Especially all those people who are always so vocal about social justice.
Right.
We're talking like Beyonce, Jay-Z, J-Lo, you know, like all these people who are just in Diddy's orbit not that long ago.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, is saying nothing, is that the same as being complicit in a case like this? And you can't help but I think back to like the Harvey Weinstein situation.
Yeah.
Where, you know, those accusations came out in Hollywood very pretty swiftly. You know, a lot of people distanced themselves publicly.
So are you saying it was different in the hip hop world?
Well, I mean,
because Diddy has been like a king in the music industry for decades at this point.
Yeah, and that's really the question here, right? Like, Is there a different culture of accountability in hip hop? And, you know, with this indictment and with the seriousness of these charges, with this much attention on this, it might force like a reckoning. I mean, we can't ignore the fact that like maybe Maybe there was a system in place that was protecting these powerful figures for a long time.
And I think we also need to just like say that, you know, even if a fraction of these accusations are true, to have known about this and to stay silent, that is a form of complicity.
Yeah, for sure.
This isn't just about one man's actions. This is about a system that enabled him. So where do we go from here? The LA Times mentioned that Diddy was denied bail. And not only was he denied bail, he was denied bail twice. What does that tell us?
I mean, being denied bail, especially twice, is extremely significant. I mean, it suggests that the judge sees him as a flight risk, maybe even a danger to the community. But it also kind of suggests that the prosecution's case is seen as being credible and strong enough that, like, he needs to be detained.
So this is far from over.
No.
The LA Times also said that there might be more indictments coming. And this is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, what are the legal strategies that are probably at play here?
Well, if I had to guess, I mean, Diddy's lawyers are going to target that racketeering charge. Right. They're going to argue that, like, even if his actions were, you know, not great, even if they were morally questionable, they're going to say that it doesn't actually meet the definition of a criminal enterprise.
They're going to say it wasn't a whole system. It was just him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, they could try to discredit the people making these accusations. Maybe frame it as them just trying to take advantage of a wealthy, famous person.
Right, right. But, like, money and fame can only get you so far.
Exactly.
The LA Times made it seem like the prosecution has, like, a lot of ammo. They've got eyewitness accounts. They have video footage, travel records. This could get really, really ugly.
Oh, yeah. If this goes to trial, it's going to be a media frenzy. This won't just be about, like, legal arguments anymore. It's about, like, how it looks to the public, the evidence. And you can't deny that celebrity influence plays a role too. We've seen this all before. Whenever these big cases happen, it becomes this public conversation about power and privilege and, well, accountability.
And this feels like a real turning point for the music industry, for hip hop specifically. Like, whether Diddy is actually found guilty or not, this whole thing has really shown us some ugly truths about the industry and the whole culture surrounding it.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, will this actually lead to change? What will it take for people to be held accountable, not just in a courtroom, but like in the music world itself too? And that's a question we should all be thinking about, not just people in the music industry.
This whole thing has been a lot. From how serious these charges are to Diddy's friends going silent, it's really got the world's attention. And I think it's forced everyone to look at some hard truths about power, about influence, and yeah. About staying silent.
Maybe the biggest takeaway here is how important it is to believe people who come forward and to make sure they feel safe enough to speak up in the first place.
Couldn't have said it better myself. If there's just one thing you get from this whole deep dive, let it be that.
Totally agree. This story is far from over, and I have a feeling we're going to be dealing with the fallout from this for a long, long time.
For sure. This is one to watch.
For sure. Well, that's about it for this deep dive. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll be back soon with another one.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.